Talk Radio. We say what we want.
To Max and Friends, only on LA Talk Radio. Here's my Uncle Max. Have a great show. Happy 10-10-10.
The Yanks are untouchable.
I'm untouchable. You don't need to want it with your boy right here. Better move when you see me coming through. Ain't no telling when I move. When I show up in like a temple.
New York.
I'm untouchable. Ain't nobody else stop me. So back up, I'll make us again.
Yeah, the New York Yanks are the champs. Pinstripes, NY stands full of fans. The organization, prestige class. More rings than the rest, 27 world champs. Let's get 28, Mark the champ. Nothing gets by him, Cano. So calm but deadly with the swing. Jeter, the captain, Mr. Clutch. A-Rod, hits the A-bomb, stands erupt. Swisher, spark plug, he's a fan favorite. Grandis is on, the center of attention. Gardner, too fast, bases are his. Posadas, got home, commands every pitch. CC, deadly, a goal. All the way, pet it. You can count on them any day. AJ's intense, get a pie in your face. Homegrown, he's a future ace. Java, Robinson, bridging the gap to Rivera. Enter the Sandman, a rap. Joe Girard, don't sit till the game's done. Even Sinatra, know New York's number one. Will the Yanks always be there fighting to the end? Even George knew the answer to that question. Yes, rest in peace, George, you're the boss. This time, been a legacy, untouchable, of course.
You don't need to want it with your boy right here. Never move when you see me coming through. Ain't no telling what I do when I show up in the tempo. I'm untouchable. Ain't nobody else stop me. So back up, I'll make us again. I'm here to win. I get it in to the end. Yeah.
Rest in peace, the boss.
That was G Fella, Yankee song. Now here's my uncle Max and Avery. That was G Fella, Yankee song. Now here's my Uncle Max and Avery.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Max and Friends, and that was my niece Lily, and that was G Fella, Yankee song. How you doing? Now, y'all know I'm a big old Yankee fan, and my sister met this guy, and they were like, y'all got to play this on your radio station, but they're like, it's LA Talk Radio. I'm like, yeah, but I'm a New Yorker. So guess what, everybody? Yankees are going to do their thing. G Fella, thanks for that song. Avery, welcome to the show. We got a good show. Good show tonight.
We have an awesome show, and I need to say a happy Thanksgiving to all the Canadians listening because it is our Thanksgiving this weekend.
It is. Happy Thanksgiving, Canada.
And I also have to do a really important shout out to Miss Elizabeth Belfry. It was her birthday, and we had a fabulous time, 1950s glamour party, and I love you, girl. Okay,
well,
I'm good.
That's very cool. Speaking of Elizabeth, my friend Elizabeth and her new husband, Chris, were married this weekend, so congratulations.
Yay.
And speaking of birthdays, oh, Canada. My friend Anthony, happy birthday. And of course, Ronan, happy birthday. How cool, 10-10-10, everybody.
Wow.
And all you out in LA, you get to have 10-10-10 at 10-10 p.m. in a little bit. So y'all got to make some good wishes. Now, speaking of shout-outs, my girl Avery, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Thanks, Max.
Yeah. Well, we've got to give a shout-out to our boy from last week's show, Paul Sterling. Thank you so much. And, of course, Maria Papapetros, our psychic,
yes.
Everyone here on Max and Friends. She's back in town. Call her now for your psychic reading at 212-935-4441. Call her now. That was my bad impression of Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Bitch, you're in jail. Anyway, oh, speaking of, there's been like a busy week for me, Avery. I got so much going on last week.
I know. I can't even keep up to you.
I got to say hi to my girl, Marissa. She's at my new favorite hookah bar. I know you're going to say it a different way, people. I call it my hookah bar. Hookah. Hookah bar, Tejin in New York. Love it. Avery, Apple and Jasmine is the mix to do for real.
You already sold me on it.
Oh,
you already sold.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Speaking of shout-outs, I got to give a shout-out to Vinny and Thomas. And, of course, to my girl, Jackie. How you doing? And other than that, do you got to give any shout-outs, girl?
Do I want to do any shout-outs? I already did mine, but
Got any others?
I'm good. I'd like to shout-out to my family who are listening, Mom, Dad, Corrine, and Duncan. Love you guys lots. And
yes.
I think we're good to go. I mean, we've got a really awesome show lined up. Hot Topics are going to be spicy for number
that
one.
We have. So you know what, Ronan? Can we just get Hot Topics going, please, on Max and Friends?
Woo-hoo!
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic in and we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We're going to drop many Hot Topics on Max and Friends. Avery, I want to talk about, you know, it is right now Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Everything
yes.
is pink. So, you know, I mean, obviously we're opening up our store, New Canaan, the vintage boutique and consignment shop called the Pink Plume. Check it out. Our phone number is 203-966-PINK. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Well, that's my hot topic, that I'm opening up a cool vintage and consignment shop. Speaking of, you know, it's in New Canaan, Connecticut, not far from where our buddy Ralph Lauren lives.
Yeah.
And I think you heard some gossip, Avery, about Ralph Lauren. What happened?
Oh, I just heard a little I just heard that my famous favorite fashionista was hanging out with Mr. Max Tucci at Starbucks.
Yes, that
what happened,
is
Max?
True.
What happened?
Well,
fill me
my
in.
My friend Jackie and I were in New Canaan doing our thing, and we go to Starbucks, and I see this vintage Mercedes pull up, and I'm like, ah, that car looks familiar. And Jackie goes, oh, it's our buddy Ralph Lauren and his wife Ricky. So Ricky and Ralph and Ralph's brother, we were all hanging out at Starbucks, sipping on our coffee like celebrities do.
And why don't I ever run into celebrities at my Starbucks, for starters?
Well, I think this is Canada.
Hey, we have celebrities up here in Canada.
I know you do, but we got designers here in America.
I know.
But it was fun. It was fun. And Ralph, you know, he was all in his RXL or RLX gear or whatever. And he was looking very sporty. And, you know, we were having a good old time. A good time. To the fact that my girl Jackie left her bag behind, but we got it back because it's coming.
Oh, good.
And speaking of Ralph Lauren, you know what, everyone? If you go on RalphLauren.com or if you go shopping right now at Ralph's store, guess what? You're going to get 25% off. The deal ends tomorrow. 25% off. Ralph gives 10% of that, you know, to breast cancer awareness. And there's a code, RGIVE2010. And I think that we want to say something else about our buddy Halle Berry, don't we?
We do. Fill us in, Max.
Well, Halle Berry has a man whose name is Olivia Martinez. And the two of them have been globetrotting. And you know what that means? That means that I'm getting hot and heavy because she introduced him to Mama Judith. What do you think?
Woo! I wonder what Mama Judith had to say about him. I think that they look more in love than ever. They looked adorable. I looked at Paris Hilton, okay, I'm not going to lie. And the picture is just, it's too cute.
Well, they look sexy.
Okay.
They look sexy. Speaking of sexy, I think we need to talk about Miley Cyrus and her new video.
Oh, God. Yeah, so she's got her new video called Who Owns My Heart? And I guess rumor on the street is that it's pretty racy because how old is she now, Max?
Old enough to know better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, Miley, you know what? Her show's over on Disney. She's moving on from that genre. I say let her do what she wants to do.
Totally. I mean,
and I think it's good that she's getting sexy. She needs to, because either you're going to get sexy or frumpy. Get sexy, girl. Take off more clothes and kiss Madonna on stage like Britney did. How you doing?
That's one way to do it.
Or maybe even hotter. Maybe you should kiss Ashton Kutcher. But I don't think that's going to happen, because him and Demi Moore, you know, they were off to Israel, you heard.
They were to renew their vows?
You know what? What is there to renew?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think what they need to renew is a new relationship with different people. That's kind of getting old.
Yes.
Well, speaking of old, Janice Dickinson, she's got a new man, 22 years her younger.
So can I just say the word cougar?
Allegedly. Well, I think, no, you
but
are.
She's a damn good looking cougar, though, may I just say.
You know what? It might be 10-10-10, but it's 11-11 here in New York, everyone, so make a wish. I don't know. You know what? Janice Dickinson. That would be a fun Halloween costume, but I think totally. We have a better one up our sleeve, don't you?
Yeah. What are you going to be?
Our buddy Antoine Dotson. You know, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out of. Hey, Ronan, do we have that song? You don't have to run. And confess. We're looking for you. We're going to find you. Can you play a second of it, Ronan?
So you can run and tell that homeboy.
Right? You know what? Antoine Dotson is the man. He's doing the BET Awards. He did the Hip Hop Awards. Go to his page, buy his t-shirts. Ronan, give us a quick look at that.
Yeah, just a click.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a call, make the best, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, we got your t-shirt in the left.
You are so dumb.
You are really dumb.
And you know what's really dumb? I think this is really dumb. Bullying in school. Don't you think that's dumb?
Oh, it's done.
It's done and it's dumb and it's pissing me off. And it's a hot topic tonight on LA Talk Radio because my niece Lily is here in the studio. How you doing, Spongetta? And Lily's got something to say. She's a little bit pissed off. What do you have to say, Lily?
That bullying is not nice and nobody should do it.
And what is this, Lily?
This is Lily, and that was my public service announcement.
Woo, woo!
No, but Lily, seriously, because you have a problem right now in school with bullying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what does it do to you when kids bully you?
Well, it hurts my feelings.
It hurts your feelings?
Yeah.
And what do you think should happen if someone hurts your feelings?
Suspended.
Oh, you go right to the suspended portion of it?
Yeah.
There's, like, no sorry?
Nope.
Just suspend them? What about bullying in the workplace?
Out of school? How about we end that too?
I don't know.
You don't know. You just know about school, right?
Yeah.
So what do you want to tell your bullies, Lily? You better stop.
Yeah.
You better run and tell that homeboy. Say it.
You better run and tell that homeboy.
So no, seriously. But is everything cool now in school, or do we need to straighten some things out?
It's okay. Uncle Max will take you.
What happens in school? Like, you tell your teacher someone's bullying me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what does your teacher do?
Well, we didn't tell our teacher. We went straight to the principal.
Oh, that's my girl, Lily. She's like, I cut the middleman out, right? Yeah, tell the story.
Well, two girls said that my best friend and I are jerks. And then the next thing you know, this little girl in my class named Amelie.
Oh, what does she say? Lily.
Well, that... two little girls wrote that we should die.
Oh, and so how did that make you feel?
Very bad.
And then what happened?
Well, and then we talked to the principal about it, and we're going to call the police.
And that's the story, right?
Yep.
So bottom line, what do you think about bullying?
That it's stupid.
And it should what?
And it should not be
happening. And stop, right?
And the thing that they wrote was in the journal, and of course the mom destroyed it.
Oh, Lily. Say allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right, good. We got to cover ourselves just in case, you know. But so, Lily, I'm glad you're here tonight. Thank you so much for giving us your public service announcement. And one more time, tell all the kids that in school, bullying needs to stop.
Yes, it should.
Tell them.
And all you children out there that are listening, stop bullying.
Thank you, Lily. Have a good night.
Bye.
You see, Avery?
There needs to be more love in the world, Max.
There needs to be more love. And speaking of love, you know, I tell you, love is blind and it will take over your mind. And what you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? But so how cute was Lily? You know, seriously, this really really disrupted her with school. And I know a lot of people are going through it.
Yeah. And you know what? growing up as a kid myself, I was bullied all the time. I cried in the bathroom, like, stall every day. I ate my lunch by myself. I totally can relate. And bullying does need to end.
Because, it does need to end.
Because, you know what, there's no excuse for doing it. And, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm really passionate about this.
Well, Lily said it best. We'll have a show. Coming up, we're going to have some experts on about, you know, bullying and what to do. I say go right to the, you know, go right to the authorities. Call the police. Do your thing. That was a good hot topic. But we got another good hot topic. Speaking about burying things. Let's bury bullying.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the buried life.
Yeah, because the buried life has actually some guys from Victoria, BC, where I'm from. And they had their season premiere. And number 59 on the list was to ask out the girl of your dreams. So Duncan goes to the Country Music Television Awards, where he attempted to dress up like a country star so that he could go in to ask Taylor Swift, the girl of his dreams, out. But he got denied because they said, clearly you're not a country singer, dude. So anyways, he made another attempt and he got in. We have no idea how. He gets up to her and says, you know what? I just wanted to ask you out. You can take it or leave it. And he gives her her number. She puts it in the dress and actually text messages him back. Yes, let's go. So, hey, how cute is that?
Well, I just want to have them on the show to discuss it. I think that's the fun. That's the only way.
Oh, totally. Because these guys, I mean, have a list of everything they want to accomplish before they die. Right. And they're just carrying out these crazy tasks. Like they played basketball with President Obama. I mean, how cool is that?
How you doing?
I know, right? They were on the Oprah show, too. I mean,
right?
God, the sky's the limit, right?
Sky is the limit. And you know what? Even if you're if you're shooting for the stars and you miss, at least you'll make it to the moon. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, live life to the max. Woo!
How you doing? We're living life to the max right here on LA Talk Radio. Ronan, what are people listening to? This is Max and Friends. And speaking about friends, I saw a friend in the head, Nate Berkus. We saw his show, but Nate is actually cool. We went to his show. So everyone stay tuned to the Nate Berkus show. You know, that smile will win you over. So hey to Nate Berkus. And there's a lot of things going on in New York. I got to give you some tea before we get Cooper here in the studio. Y'all know Shaquita. Well, her new show's back on Monday nights at Bartini, so go check out my homegirl, Shaquita, there. I got to say hi to, of course, my Rolanda Watts and Sherry Shepherd at the Braveheart Awards. Rolanda's been on the show a bunch of times. That's my girl. How you doing, Rolanda? Now, you know what came across my desk today? That
what?
There's some birthdays this week that I got to say happy birthday to. So yes. Vanessa Noel, that's my girl. Tuesday's your birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. We all love Vanessa Noel. Go check out her shoe boutique on 64th and Madison. And Jean-Paul Lee, happy birthday to you. And there's another Max Tucci who's going to have a birthday this Tuesday,
what?
October 12th. That's the truth. You know what we're going to do one night, Avery? We're going to get all the Max Tuccis on Facebook on Max and Friends.
Wow. Can we get some Avery's too? Because, I mean, that's not a common name.
If you find Avery Graham, we'll get them on the show. They got to have first and last name.
Okay.
Because did this with the Oprah Winfrey's.
I saw that. It was great. Fabulous.
Yes. Wasn't it good? Absolutely.
Yes.
Bob Glazer, happy birthday to you. Swami G, he's been on our show. You know, he's our guru from India. So happy birthday to Swami. And happy birthday to Morgan. Happy birthday to Matthew. And my girl Yvette Lopez, my Playboy bunny, tearing it up in Vegas. Ooh, that's a good party. Hi, Yvette. She's hot. She's hot. Maxim hot. To the max hot. Anyway, on that note, happy birthday, everybody. I just want you to know that we love you here at Max and Friends, and those are birthday shout-outs. You know what, y'all? If you want to be on the radio tonight, then you need to call us here at 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. We be in the studio.
Or Max, we do go by plane too, right?
We do, and how do we get to places when we get on the plane?
We do. We fly, of course, Delta, delta.com. Flights are on sale now. Great offers, low fares to the U.S. and other destinations because you might need to go away. Book online today at delta.com.
Yes, flights are on sale at delta.com. And tomorrow I am going on Delta to Florida with my girl Jackie. And we're going to go to the Hippocrates Spa. We're going to get colonics. And we're going to see Dr. Rodney. You know, he's on the show. We're going to get some acupuncture, some B12 shots. And the only way we get in there is delta.com. Flights are on sale now. So check it out. I love Delta. Oh, and you know how good Delta was?
Delta, because they heard that I was coming on their airplane tomorrow, talk about celebrities and hot topics. And they were like, oh, we hear you coming on the airplane tomorrow. I was like, yeah, how you doing? They're like, oh, well, your friend Jackie should be with, you know, we all should be in first class together. So they hooked us up. Sharif is calling me right now, my T-Mobile sidekick. So, Sharif, you got to call the studio, 323-203-0815. Not my private cell phone while I'm on the air. You know what? Hey, Ronan, can we dial up this number? I'm going to get this fool on the radio real quick for calling my cell phone. I'm going to give you the number. Hold on. Privately. And we're going to call him and we're going to prank him. Avery, be like, how you doing, baby? His name is Sharif. Avery, okay. Let's prank him. We need to start doing pranks.
Well, okay? Why don't I just do it like a phone call as if like I'm just calling him because he gave me his number?
Yes. This is good.
Okay.
I love it. We're going to start doing pranks.
What's his name?
Right. Sharif.
Sharif?
Sharif.
What bar should I say I met him at?
Where? Say you met him.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sharif?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Avery. How are you? You gave me your number last week, and I feel so bad I didn't give you a shout. How are you doing, gorgeous?
I am well. Say that again.
It's Avery. Remember we met? Pretty blonde girl.
Yes.
Blue eyes. We met. I just wanted to call and just say hi and see how's it going. I was just wondering when we get to go out for dinner. I can't. You don't remember, do you? Jesus. Really? You know, you're my chocolate king.
Yo, you are killing me right now.
Why am I killing you? Love is only the way, baby. Love is only the way.
Oh my God.
But you know what? I've got a problem.
Me.
I think that maybe you gave me herpes. Like, this is a serious conversation we need to have.
And when did we meet? Last week. So I gave you my number and I gave you herpes already?
Yeah, because you're kind of, you know, a big deal, I guess. I don't know.
First of all, I'm not a big deal. Hey, but guess what? I don't know who this is yet, but listen, I'm in the airport going to Vegas right now, and you know the cat lady
Avery.
From...
Avery.
Honey,
from,
what's going
from...
on?
Avery, who are you talking to?
I think I got herpes.
Who are you talking to?
Baby, hang on. I'm just trying to clear this up.
Who's this on the phone?
Oh, no.
This is Jacob.
All right. Well, you're talking to Avery's boyfriend. And this is Max. And you're on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
And you big pups.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
You're live on the air right now on LA Talk Radio, and we just pranked you.
We just punked you.
Are you serious?
Say hi to all my listeners out there, Sharif. Who, for the record, does not have herpes.
And I don't have herpes either, and I don't do it on the first date, guys, so I'm just putting it out there.
Sharif, you need to know not to call me on a Sunday night when I got my radio show.
I'm sorry, I just moved to L.A., and I ain't seen you in a while.
I know. Well, listen, LA Talk Radio is what you need to talk to because that's the radio show. You're about to catch a flight to Vegas. Sharif, call me when you land because I'm going to hook you up with my Playboy Bunny friend. Her name is Yvette Lopez.
I'm calling. I'm staying at the Palm. I'm going to listen to the show, and you guys are awesome.
Wait, are you flying Delta?
And Sharif, if you're ever in Victoria, we'll go on a real date.
I'm pretty hot. I'm flying Southwest.
Oh, all right. Delta.com.
Delta.com.
Right,
I go Delta. I will go Delta going forward.
You learn quick. Sharif, have a safe flight, and we'll catch up when you're in Vegas.
Hey, love you. Take it easy.
Good night.
Oh, my God.
Avery, we got to do pranks more. That was good. All right. Well, you know what, everyone? This is Max and Friends, and we say what we want. We do what we want, and we're just having fun tonight. And it's going to get even more fun, or is the word funner? Call me, 323-203-0815. I don't know. I think that – don't you think we should get Kuba in the studio?
Yes, I
right.
totally agree. This is one guy that you guys have got to know about, Kuba Ohms. That's all
I mean, really. No,
he
it's
just,
no, it,
yeah.
His music is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It really is. To the fact that he's got a song called Beautiful Uncertainty. And just those two words together make hope in relationships that don't think that there's like a relationship that's going to work. You know what I mean? It gives hope.
Yeah,
that word,
and it's
uncertainty.
And it's,
You know, when it feels like things aren't going to work, then you throw that word beautiful in front of it with the hope that it might.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's all about taking the risks and loving again.
And when obstacles face you, to overcome them together.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about some underlining, foreshadowing, and whatever else you need to talk to, that's what we're here for on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. So, Ronan, why don't we get Cuba up and get the song Beautiful Uncertainty on Max and Friends, only on LA Talk Radio.
I was thinking about the government, was thinking about the war. But I was thinking about this quirky hot girl most of all. I was holding out my hands, I was asking for some change. But I've been thinking that it's time I start taking some risks again. Nobody said things would be easy. Nobody paved me a road. I wanna hold you, but you're running so fast. You're beautiful, beautiful to me. It's beautiful, beautiful uncertainty. Time I see a smile, she's more beautiful with age. She tell me what it is, I know I got to learn to be wild and free in your arms. Where is the life we lost living? Show me the way.
And friends, and I am your host Max Such with my co-host Avery Graham. But that was Beautiful Uncertainty by our guest that's in the studio tonight. Avery, you're so excited. Why don't you introduce?
I am so excited because Cuba is one of my greatest friends, and he's such an amazing artist, and I'm so inspired by his music. So everyone, I want to introduce you to my good friend Cuba Ohms. Pull up your mic, Cubes, and welcome.
Oh,
to
Max wow! What a pleasure to be on the air with you guys. I've been listening to the show again tonight, and it's so much fun. You guys are having a blast, hey? That was hilarious, that prank.
How funny was that? We're going to have to start doing prank calls. Cuba, if you got someone that you want to prank, text Avery the number, and we'll prank them. But seriously, you know, man, I'm just glad that you're here.
It's Thanksgiving up here. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving up here in Canada. So let me put my head there. I'll spin my wheels a little bit and see if we can,
think of somebody.
So happy Thanksgiving to all you folks here in Canada.
Exactly. Yay! And happy 10-10-10 to everybody else. But you know what, Cuba? It's about time we got you here, man.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for months, haven't we?
And here you are. So, you know what? You've got a whole American fan base that
that knows you, Canadian fan base that knows you, but the American fan base is going to get to know you some more here tonight. So we want them to really know you. And what we want to know is, tell us about Cuba.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about Cuba. I'll tell you a little bit about what Cuba thinks of Americans. It's funny because I travel around the world a lot. And, you know, as Canadians, we're kind of known as your little brothers sort of thing. And through the press and media over, you know, through the over the last few years, there's been a lot of sort of bad press about Americans and whatnot. But I just don't get it because some of my best friends are all Americans. And some of the best people I've ever met are Americans. So I feel really blessed to be on the air with a large listenership right now to just say, what's up, America? Because lots of respect. And you come
How
up to Victoria for a visit sometime.
Yeah.
Here we say the Wendy Williams, how you doing, America?
Yeah,
no,
right.
So, you know, Cuba.
So
now let's
a little
go
about
back.
Me, I guess. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go. We're going to go back to when Cuba was like a little kid. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to talk about growing up because I have a feeling that growing up, you were always musically talented. So tell us about your youth and how you got into music.
Well, I grew up in a Christian household, so my parents would have Bible studies at the house every week, and I wouldn't really hang around for that. But at the end of the Bible studies, they would have a jam, and my uncle and my dad, and it's probably maybe 20, 30 people there, my uncle and my dad would pull out the acoustic guitars, and I'd just sit in the room and listen. And my dad is just an amazing singer. I mean, he's never had a lesson or anything, but just so natural. So that's really how it began. And I just find music is a great way to express yourself, express how you're feeling. And it's something I recommend everybody do. I mean, don't do it with the ambition to be a rock star necessarily, but to play music. You know, I know that so many people sing in the car and in the shower, and it's just such a therapeutic thing. You know, I feel really blessed to do it for a living. It's awesome.
Totally. Absolutely. And I was just going to say, not only that, we owe you a big congratulations because the song that you just heard, Beautiful Uncertainty, you just finished shooting a music video for it, and it just got added to Much More Music.
Much More Music, which is basically the MTV of Canada.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah, it's added into Medium Rotation, which is great. Actually, I shot the video down in Los Angeles, actually.
And you guys, of course, can all view it on his webpage at www.kubaoms.com.
You know what's cool? My initials are Ohm. Oscar Maximilian is my real name, so my initials
are Ohm. Oh, nice. Well, there you have it. Take it to the max.
Take it to the Kuba
and also,
tonight.
You know, so yes. All the listeners out there, we threw something up for you. I just did a big show in Vancouver at the
Urban Rush.
I just did the Celebration of Lights fireworks. It's like to like 150,000 people, and we recorded the show, and we just posted it up online for free. So if anybody wants the free 4-song download, just head to the website, kubaoms.com, and just have it as a gift.
So how was the Red Room tonight, Kuba?
Red Room was actually a couple nights ago, and it was...
Well, you need to update your Facebook page.
Yeah, I just did, actually.
There you go. All right, and everyone, when you go to Kuba's page, kubaoms.com, y'all got to vote.
Totally, because...
Talk about it, Avery.
No, go ahead, Max.
I was just going to say, Kuba's been selected as one of the top 20 emerging artists in BC.
Totally.
And I think we're going to have him emerge as one of the biggest artists in NYC and in LA. But anyway, guys, y'all win money. Y'all help Kuba win some money. So go over there, vote for him for 100.5, the Peak Performance Project. We'll give big ups to other radio stations because we know at LA Talk Radio, we could say what we want. But how you doing, the Peak 100.5? And thanks for playing Kuba's songs. Right, Kuba?
That's right. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate it because, you know, we've been doing this for a while.
Totally.
And as most people know, the music industry it's one of the first industries that was really smoked by this digital revolution, so the downloads and all that sort of stuff. So record companies are all struggling and suffering. So this contest is a really cool initiative. And ultimately, if we were to win 100 grand, it would basically, because, you know, the album's in the can – It would basically mean that we can come and tour to your town. We do some pretty intensive touring with that cash. So if you'd feel so inclined, please vote. That'd be fantastic.
Okay, Cuba. Three things about Cuba. Ready? Set.
30?
Go. No, I said three things about Cuba.
Oh.
Okay.
You could tell us 30 things if you want.
30? I was about to.
Okay,
three things.
Sit down now, guys. If you could live anywhere. You're going to just tell us straight up. Okay, we'll let you do your thing.
You have three questions. Heavy.
All right. Hold up. Cuba, tell us three things about you that we wouldn't know. And then we're going to ask you some questions.
Okay. Three things. One is I'm an artist associate for World Vision, which is one of the oldest and greatest nonprofit organizations that basically feed starving kids throughout the world. So, and one of my, and I loved how you had the bullying thing on earlier, because one of the things that I do, and I'm going to do a lot more of when I'm touring, is when the guys are sound checking in a certain town, I'm going to go in and have an assembly at some of the high schools and middle schools and talk to the kids about bullying, because it's rampant and it's wrong. And anything in life where somebody who is stronger than someone else, whether it's a man or to a woman or somebody who's bigger than someone else, or whether it's a bunch of people against one or whatever, it's just wrong to bully them. It's simply, it's weak and it's wrong. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's great you had that little girl on. She's so cute.
That's what's my niece. Thing? And you know what? My niece wants to talk to you real quick because she wants to thank you for saying that. Come here, Lily. Tell Cuba thank you for talking about it.
Thank you for talking about it, about bullying.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for bringing it up, and it's really important. How old are you?
I am 9 years old.
Oh, you're in your prime. That's a great age. You know, you're about to hit double digits.
Yep.
The big 10. Okay, Lily, a second thing about me is I'm a songwriter, and as a songwriter, I'm a reporter. So I report what I see in the world and what I see in people. And what I see in relationships. And it's something that I've worked hard at to sort of hone the craft of being a songwriter. So something I'm proud to say is a part of who I am. And then the third thing is, and this is something that was a real breakthrough for me that's just sort of come over the last few years, is a couple of years ago I realized that I could quit playing music. I'm not going to, don't worry. But that I could quit playing music, and my friends and my fans were like, what? Are you crazy? And I said, yeah, no, I'm not crazy. Music isn't what defines me as a human being. Music is something that I do, and it's what I do, but it's not what defines me as a human being. And when I sort of had the epiphany that I think that I could actually walk away from that, it actually made me even a better musician. I'm not sure if that made a lot of sense.
It made many sense.
It made great sense.
And if y'all want to hear that again, you can go to latalkradio.com to Max and Friends, because we got our archive here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to be on everyone's page tomorrow. But you can play it again. So if you want to know more about Cuba, you can listen to that. But we're going to ask Cuba three questions. So Avery, take it away.
Okay. First question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. If you could live anywhere, where would you live? And why?
Well, right now, I'm going to say Los Angeles, and I know that doesn't sound that exotic. but because I have so many friends down there, and the scene down in Venice is just so cool. Everybody's just cruising around in their flip-flops and on their beach cruisers. And down there, it's a really great scene. And one of my buddies owns this company called Green Truck. It's like a catering company that do like a lot of – you've seen it around if you live down in L.A. all over the place. And just really good peeps. Down there, I lost my guitar, which is my baby. It looks like it's very expensive, but the monetarily, it's what I write my songs on. It's been with me everywhere, and it went missing after a show down there last month. And I went around and made signs and posted them throughout the neighborhood of Venice Beach, and this guy Jesse Martinez, he returned it. He was this skater dude, this legendary skater dude, and he bought it off a homeless guy in the alley for $15. It's worth like several thousand dollars for $15, and he called me on my cell phone, and I went down to the beach and picked it up, and it was just you know, good karma, good people down there.
That is. Thank you, Jesse Martinez. Shout out on LA Talk Radio.
You got it, Jesse Martinez.
All right, now I've got a question for you. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is kind of hard because you're in music and you're a singer. But if you had to pick one song, and not your own, but one song for the rest of your life to play when you got in the car, what song would it be?
It'd probably be Sitting in the Morning Sun.
Wow.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. I love the Otis Redding, man. That is like the epitome of soul music to me.
And y'all could send that bill to Cuba Holmes for royalties. We'll absorb it here on LA Talk Radio. Send it to Sam. No, I'm kidding. So, you know what, Avery, real quick, while we're just talking about Cuba, Avery, yes. What song would it be for you?
Song for me?
Yeah, if you had one song to play.
Oh, that's hard.
Well, I'm going to tell you what mine would be.
What is it?
It would be a song, Ronan, that we're going to play here tonight on Max and Friends called Coming Undone by Cuba.
Yes.
LA Talk Radio. Coming Undone on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. Stay tuned. LA Talk Radio. My niece wants to be the little DJ tonight, Cuba, so we're throwing her on the mic.
Oh, man. Lily is so cute.
But you know what? You get your third question, Avery. Why don't you ask him his third question? We got Cuba in the studio, everybody, tonight. CubaOhms.com. Check him out. And Avery, ask him his third question.
what I want to ask you, Koopa, is what was your inspiration for the song Coming Undone? It's so cool. It's got that reggae bass with soul and then the whistle. Like, I love it. I absolutely love it.
You know, I wanted a summer jam. I wanted something that when you hear it, you just feel good, you know? You know when the sun's on your face, just like the sun on your face, you know, and you just feel like dancing. And, you know, it's about a chick, you know, and it's about when I used to see this one girl, and to be honest with you, whenever I do see her, I just turn I melt a little bit, you know, I come undone. And you know, it's just, I'm sure maybe a lot of people have that. There's that person in your life, you know, even when you were a kid, that you just hold dearly. And but overall, and I spun it in a positive way. It's basically, you're just meant to bounce around in your living room, and or if you're getting ready to go out, you crank that. If the ladies are getting ready to go out, and you're like all drinking wine and you know, doing your hair,
and you put it on your bra and start saying,
you already know I do that.
You're in your panties. You're in your panties. All you guys dance around. That's the song you put on. You just crank it.
And when you're in your bustier, just think, coming undone. It's a law of attraction. Coming undone. How you doing? Well, Koopa, we got a Twitter question for you, and someone that's listening out there wants to know. These are, I love if questions, and they said, if you could have dinner with anyone, who would it be? Dead or alive? I think.
Oh, dead or alive? Well, I'm going to focus on alive, just because that's a lot more challenging.
I don't count, Koopa. I don't count.
I would love to have that's a challenging one, but I would love to have dinner with Nelson Mandela. He's an interesting guy. He's a bit of one of my idols.
Nelson Mandela. Freedom is coming tomorrow.
Nelson Mandela or Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan. Yeah. Imagine Nelson Mandela and Bob Dylan at dinner.
Oh, my gosh. I would just sit there. I wouldn't say a word. I would just listen to what they had to say. Max it out. Right. Take it to the max.
Now, listen, Koopa, what's next for you?
What's next is we're working a single, Beautiful Uncertainty, with the new video, which once again, you can check out on the website. And like I said, like Avery said, it just got added to Much More Music on Friday, which is like the MTV of Canada. So we're going to work that and look at distribution in the States. So the album's currently distributed on iTunes and Amazon and all that throughout the U.S., so you can pick it up, no problem.
And it's a great CD to have and just jam with, and I love it. And Koopa has it, too, on his website, so you can listen to all the tracks, too, as well. And the link's right there for iTunes. And the site's www.koopaohms.com. Yay!
Koopa. I want to know when you're coming to New York.
To New York, you know, my plans right now are Los Angeles. We've kind of made a game plan to, for lack of a better term, not to sound kind of ambitious, too ambitious or anything, but it's to break LA because we have such a strong infrastructure there, and the album's circulating all over down there already, and the people are my kind of peeps, you know what I mean? Super laid back. But the New Yorkers as well, I love New York. That's my favorite city in the world. If you really want to know where I'd really want to move, yes, it would be New York.
And then you put the radio, and they drive from New York, and they do it.
Yes.
To the max.
That's right.
Speaking of turning things out, we're going to have to turn this show over to another show here because we've got to wrap it up. Speaking of wrapping it up, everybody, and coming undone and everything, if you're going to have sex with a bustier that came undone or with some panties that came undone or whatever's coming undone,
oh gosh,
make sure you wrap it up.
Yeah, public service announcement for the day.
Yeah, wrap it up. French safe, folks. Use the French safe, as my father always says.
Hey, Koopa, what's a quote you want to leave everybody with?
A quote is, what is the Hendrix quote? I love it. Let's go with the classic. I mean, the classic Gandhi quote. Be
yes.
the change that you want to see. And it's something I humbly say I struggle with, but I work on every day. And it's really profound because, I mean, we all know about the laws of attraction and all this good stuff. And if you actually be the change that you want to see in the world, then the world's going to be a beautiful place.
Yeah, it will be. Well, we're glad that you came to LA Talk Radio tonight because you made it a beautiful place with Beautiful Uncertainty and Coming Undone
yes.
and KoopaOhms.com. So y'all check them out. Y'all vote for him, because the only way to get things in life is to vote. Voting's coming up here in the States, everybody. So vote, vote, vote. It's really important to vote. Speaking of voting, you got to check out my boy Gregory Zarian. You know, he's in Glendale, and they're doing their thing over there for the Army of Pink. So check that out. I'll give you a website in just a holler of a second. But before we go, I'm going to say my quote for the day. And Cuba's not going anywhere yet, Avery. Don't worry. We still got him in the studio. And I always knew looking back on the tears would make me laugh. But I never knew looking back on the laughs would make me cry. And that's
That's beautiful. And I know this is your show, but I'm going to get a little last word in here. I got to give you one more quote. This is a Jimi Hendrix quote. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace.
Ooh, nice.
That's right. And like Confucius say, if you want peace of ass, lay on earth. But everyone, I was telling you about Gregory Zarian. Go to GlendaleAdventist.com and vote for him there for the Army of Pink Army, because it's breast awareness, breast cancer awareness. So get your tatas squeezed, people. And guys, too, you got to get your titty squeezed. We got to wrap things up before I get killed. But you know what, Avery, what's coming up after the show?
So you guys want to stay tuned because the CBS News is coming up. And I wanted to say hi to Brandon because he's watching and listening to LA Talk Radio right now.
He's watching LA Talk Radio?
No, I meant he's listening to it. Our TV show is coming soon, Max.
Yes, and I got to say happy birthday to my girl, Emily Proctor. Everybody check out CSI Miami. Happy birthday, Emily Proctor. And you know what, everyone? We're going to wrap things up here. And my niece, Lily, is going to tell you how we're going to do it in just a second. Cuba, thanks so much for being here.
Thank
we
you,
hope
Cuba.
To have you on again real soon when you win everything. When you win all your
Hey, I appreciate the support.
When
you guys are great.
Grammy.
Yeah, the Grammys are coming, baby. Great energy.
You know
you guys have great chemistry.
We have fun, but you bring great energy, too. We're going to go before I don't have a show anymore. But Cuba, I'm going to put into your future a Grammy. So grab it, hold on to it, dream bigger, and do what you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, my brother.
Have a great night, and remember, everybody.
You stay cool, America. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks so much.
Bye, Cuba. And remember, everyone, the only way you can have fun in life is if you take it where, Lily?
To the max. God bless.
Take life, everyone.
God bless.
Yes, everyone, take life to the max. Have a great week, and remember, turn a frown upside down this week. Love y'all for listening. Hey, Avery, we had a good show tonight.
We did. And remember, don't bully. No bullying.
No bullying. And turn to CBS News next on LA Talk Radio. Good night, everyone. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that's
Good
my
night.
Co-host. No bullying, Lily says. And everyone take left to the max. We got to go. Bye, Ronan. Thanks so much, Sam. Sorry for being late. Peace.
Love ya.